This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For the week of May 25th to the 29th from Talkers Magazine, the subject of our weekly radio roundtable with the members of the DJV crew, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, all part of the weekday morning DJV program, here in this circumstance to take a crack at thoughts on some of the stories. The research at Talkers Magazine indicates the following 10 stories were the most important in discussion on talk radio programs around the country this past week. We'll see if we can get to the people list as well. SpaceX launch is number 10. Psychology of the virus, number 9. Michael Flynn is 8. China is 7. George Floyd, number 6. Trump versus Twitter is 5. Trump versus North Carolina is 4. Trump versus health. Well, you know the story. The rest of them are all about the coronavirus. So let's go. The SpaceX was something very exciting. I think, Victoria, you said you were, or was it General? One of the two.
I was watching it live on the NASA channel, waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
And then it didn't.
Me too.
Like, I watched it for like an hour and a half of buildup.
I was actually thinking to myself just how you would have 12, like if this were me, God love these people who are so strong mentally. This were me, I would have had like 12 panic attacks. The fact that they are in the suit getting ready to, getting to do what they're going to do, and they then go on their procession. And by the way, how smart is Elon Musk? For various reasons, but the procession
puts him in a Tesla to bring him out to the world.
Just smart in general. I mean, the guy is like a genius, but the fact that the branding on that is so incredible. And then they get him onto the space, into that little tin can, and they strap him in, and then you have to sit there for like 3 hours. That's when I would actually probably lose consciousness a few times.
And the adrenaline.
And then to be told, you can't go anywhere.
12 minutes. Yeah, they were 12 minutes from launching. And the smoke is coming out from underneath, and it's just, and it looks like it's, you know, really building up and ready to happen.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then, whatever, nerd. And then, so, but yeah, it's crazy. And then with 12 minutes to go, they pulled the plug.
One thing I learned, and I don't know why, it was like a duh. I don't know why I hadn't thought about it. But apparently, so when they go through this, and Doug, you probably know this, they always have backup times because they always plan that the launch will get canceled for weather or whatever.
They stop.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So they have times, scheduled as backup all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I guess they don't ever anticipate it to go up the first try, which is kind of interesting. But I heard someone doing an interview on radio this week, and they were talking about how come they have to go at these certain markers, and I wasn't even thinking about it. I think we're so dumb to this that we think they just take off into space and then drive over to the International Space Station, which is their destination, and, hop out. But the truth is, the reason they have to be so specific and that there's not another time, they have to be specific about their time frames and their windows as to when they can go, is because they have to meet up with the International Space Station at the absolutely perfect point in our orbit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I hadn't thought about that before, but I hadn't. I went, well, that makes a lot of sense.
There are so many interesting.
You hadn't thought of it either.
You said something that was very telling. We've taken this in stride, like so many other things, a part of the world we live in. If you go back to the first time I was a kid in 1957 when this all started, and Alan Shepard going up, and then in high school we spent lots of time studying this stuff, and math became a new thing. And it's because of what you just said, the incredible precision that's necessary in order, to meet up with the stuff in space. You think this is an accident? They just take a shot up and, okay, well, see, we'll chase it down
where
the road.
Go. Right.
Yeah. No, this is an amazing bit.
But you don't think about, I mean, maybe everybody does and I don't, but I just hadn't thought about it before. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. They have to meet up at the right time.
Yep, very important. Okay, number 9 on our list of things to discuss here on the Talk Radio Roundtable is relationships, the continuing focus on how we're thinking and what we're thinking. And I came across something that I had been thinking myself. Every time I watch an ad or hear an ad on the air, and I hear them say, the announcer says, or somehow or other it gets into the copy, we're in this together, it makes me want to puke. I've had enough of this already. And there was some studying done by brands this week as to whether there was fatigue for this. And apparently, this sentiment is broad. I'm not the only one who's thinking this. A focus group said this is something that these companies need to stop saying, because it isn't okay. We know times are tough, but we're, you know, we're not in this. We're all in this together. Here's $1,000 to go buy a car. No, you know, it's enough already with it. Come up with something different that actually will attract people's attention. So, anybody want to chime in on that?
Well, I think you're right. I think quarantine fatigue is real. That's a real thing, and I think you know, the same kind of. I think in the beginning it felt somewhat comforting to have a lot of people saying, like, look, we're all doing this together. But now, as things are reopening and have reopened, depending on where you are in the country, it feels a little like we have to move on to the next thing now.
Yeah. Next. All right. Yeah. Next.
I will tell you frustrated me. Is this our coronavirus opportunity? Because there was a story that came out this week about the World Health Organization and a recommendation on masks. And I think this one bothers me so much because I really don't like wearing the mask, but I do because I'm trying to be respectful.
I don't like the World Health Organization, so you got to
comment. I don't like the World Health Organization either. But according to them now, it is dangerous to wear a mask for healthy people unless you are caring for a coronavirus patient. So once again, we've got a revision
messaging.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Who's to know
what
to do?
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of crazy, I'm going to turn to you on this one to begin with, at least, Jennifer. Number 8 is more on Michael Flynn. What more is there to say about Michael Flynn in this case?
A lot more. So after the documents were released, they were unclassified and released, and we saw that the FBI was looking to entrap Michael Flynn and that they really had nothing on him, but they tried to get him to lie to investigators. They went to him without telling him he needed an attorney. I mean, all of these things that were not done according to any protocol by any stretch of the imagination from the FBI. So the Department of Justice recommended that charges be dropped against Michael Flynn, but the judge in his case, Emmett Sullivan, who is sort of an activist judge, refused to actually throw the case out. They needed the judge's signature to do that. And instead, he got a lawyer. Now, how ridiculous is it that a judge retains a lawyer to take a stand on a case that has no prosecutor?
Hello.
So now there's this back and forth about whether or not he's going to actually sign off. The legal team for Michael Flynn has asked for to have the case reassigned to a different judge, because obviously this guy is trying to go after him at any cost. This is the judge that, based on the evidence that he got to see, and he knew all the misgivings, called Michael Flynn treasonous. This is a guy who served in our military and is a 3-star general and served this country. It's unfortunate that his reputation has been disgraced. It's unfortunate.
Politics enters into everything, don't we?
He spent $6 million on legal fees and all of that. Yeah. But, yeah, so apparently there's supposed to be some sort of big announcement this coming week. We'll see what happens. And then apparently he is also the Department of Justice is actually launching a side investigation aside from the U.S. Attorney John Durham investigating how Crossfire Hurricane actually went into play. They're now investigating the unmasking of Michael Flynn. So,
right, that's number 8 on our countdown. Number 7 coming up, a focus on our relationships with China. That's next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Top 10 items here from the folks at the Bible of the Talk Industry. That's Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the weekly story list and people list, according to their research. And this week, number 7 is our relationship with China. There's a movement in Hong Kong and Taiwan, I guess, this week as well, right? No, I don't guess. I know. And that further strains our already strained relationship. And whether or not we can, you know, I don't see how we can continue to have. We have to have, I guess, some relationship with them. The Chinese president said if we keep talking the way we are, it'll start a Cold War. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So where do we go from here? What's your attitude personally, Victoria, toward things made in China? How, you know, I've made it clear on the program this week that I'm staying as far away from Chinese products as I possibly can. You know, that's me because I feel very strongly about it. How, in your circle,
I've
do you
never been
find
a,
your friends?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan of anything made in China, but this is the first time that when I'm really looking and really researching about where stuff is coming from. And it is, you know, I told this story to some of my girlfriends. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago. I bought a necklace from, because Jen knows I've been jewelry shopping during the pandemic. I bought a necklace from a boutique in Austin, and I was, you know, happy that, and I'd done the research, and, you know, I was happy to support a local business in Austin, and it was a pretty necklace and everything. And then I got the tracking, and it came from China. It started in, like, Shangzhou or something. And it really annoyed me, to be honest. It really annoyed me. And now, whenever I see something that says made in China, I get annoyed. It bothers me.
I was trying to find a tractor tire tube this week that wasn't made in China. Unsuccessful. 21 past the hour.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stories from Talkers Magazine. This week, the top 10 items as we go through with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, our list of the top 10 and thoughts about them and discussions that we've had on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen at number 6. This, in my opinion, ought to be number maybe 2 on the story list this week. Let's see where it goes, because I think we're just beginning to see the surface scratch. Now, there's something here that really is motivating people, and maybe it's a combo of we're going to summertime and people are fed up and because they're have been encapsulated for 3 months, whatever it is. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on this week in regard to protesting George Floyd. For those who don't remember or don't know, or who's that guy? I know that name. He was the person that was captured on video being killed by a police officer in Minneapolis. The police officer put his knee on his neck, cut off his windpipe, and the guy died. So we're all in the same boat here. It's about time something get done. And there are people that will stretch this and exaggerate, but it's hard when you look around. Well, how many different protests have there been since this event? They've been all week long, but culminating at the end of the week.
Colorado, California, Kentucky, 7 different states, I think, saw protests. And here's the thing, just a comment, because there's a difference between protests and violent rioting and looting. And as someone who grew up in Los Angeles during the L.A. riots during the 90s, it was a really scary time in Los Angeles. Not in Watts. I'm not that old. But
I remember
in
Watts.
But in the 90s, when Rodney King was beaten by the LAPD officers, the city had riots in protest. And there were so many people who were taking advantage of the situation by breaking into stores and getting clothes and television sets and tennis shoes. And I really think what happened is that we lost sight of what was really going on, because the story then became misdirected onto the riots, onto the fires, onto the burning down, the threats to other police officers. And I think we're seeing the exact same thing happen. We should all be outraged as a country watching what happened to George Floyd this past week, you know, as this video spread this past week. We should be outraged. And if people are outraged enough to protest, God love them. But the people who are out there burning down police stations, who are out there trying to rob ATMs, who are taking,
they
televisions out of a Target.
A real protest, the real reason.
They are not honoring George Floyd's memory, and they are not doing anything that's positive or that's actually going to make change. And so those people, I think, should be ashamed of themselves, because they're actually missing an opportunity to make change just because they're selfish enough to want to go out and rob a Target and take a flipping TV home with them. You know, and it's unfortunate, because that guy deserves better. George Floyd deserves better, and we should do better as a country. And it's unfortunate that it devolves into this, and then all we talk about are these losers who are out there.
President Trump called the Floyd situation shocking when he got involved in it. You don't hear him talk too much about stuff like that in the main. But then there are all these other circumstances where the police under scrutiny. I'm looking at a video right now that was taken by an off-duty firefighter who, there are a number of different videos of this, interestingly enough. This is a different angle than what I looked at last night, but it's very clear the policeman's knee, as he
put it on. Oh, there's lots of angles. There are a lot of videos.
Yeah.
And they're all just the one. And it's all the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's not one video showing anybody resisting. That's the
no.
thing. He didn't run. He didn't fight. I mean, maybe he said something. Who knows? But that's no excuse. I mean, even if the guy ran, threatened, said terrible things, once you have a person in handcuffs, it's over. You don't get to sit on his neck for 6 minutes.
Again, back to training and all the things that even people who are great supporters of the police, under most circumstances, are way
training. This is hateful.
Yeah.
This is evil.
Why are these people? Where's the psychologist who's supposed to be looking at these people?
Training is when someone in the heat of the moment shoots someone. That's a training issue. This.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com. Or toll free, 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A third night of violent protests in Minneapolis, seeing a police station and other nearby buildings set afire by demonstrators. The station evacuated. A helicopter had to save some of the officers who'd taken shelter on the roof of the building. Protests and riots have erupted across the Twin Cities, as well as in some other cities, in response to the death of George Floyd, who died while in police custody on Memorial Day. The lawyer for Floyd's family says they're not happy that the officers involved in his death have still not been charged.
George Floyd's family, who watched the press conference along with me, was disgusted.
Excessive heat warnings staying in effect throughout the Southwest as scorching temperatures have been soaring into the triple digits from Southern California to Nevada and Arizona. Temperatures will start to ease in California after today. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Reports are some people are mistaking their stimulus payments that they get in their mailboxes for junk mail and throwing them away. That's because they're in a plain white envelope that only says Money Network Cardholder Services. And there's not really a check inside, the IRS sending out prepaid debit cards instead. Nearly 4 million were mailed out last week. McDonald's employees in Oakland, California say managers there had them use coffee filters and dog diapers as face coverings at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. In a complaint signed by 23 Mickey D's workers, they said at least six of them ended up contracting the virus and spreading it to family members. They were given disposable masks later, but were told to use them for multiple days at a time. McDonald's workers in several cities went on strike last week, calling for further protection. During the crisis, the owner of the Oakland restaurant said the claims of those alternative face coverings are simply not true. And a cognac more than two centuries old, making for one expensive drink. The 1762 bottle brought in $146,000 on an online auction yesterday. Sotheby's Auction House saying that it's one of the oldest cognacs out there, and only three bottles remain that are known of. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Back to our story list here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV crowd, together in this circumstance to review the stories from Talkers Magazine that are in the top 10, some of the conversations that we've had on the DJV program during the course of the week as to these issues. Number five on the list is the Twitter thing. I'm not 100% clear on this myself. We know that Trump likes to tweet. And now is Twitter going to dump him or keep? What actually is going on here? Oh, go ahead, Victoria.
What started this, and I don't know how far it's really going to go, but Twitter has had a policy that it will add a note to any tweet that is giving misinformation about COVID-19, and a lot of social media platforms are trying to do the same thing. Something that that Trump said about mail-in ballots got flagged, and so he was furious about that, and that's where it started.
Yeah. And I was actually furious about it because there are plenty of things that could be construed as fake news that the president tweets out. I'll tell you that right now as someone who really likes him. I don't think he does it often, but there are examples. And the mail-in ballot executive order that he was talking about in my state of California was absolutely truth. And Twitter has a policy that apparently they can mark fake news, but they don't. They don't mark fake news for a lot of other people that spew it, because Twitter is a platform filled with fake news. But they decided to target the president. Their person who reviews all of this information is their person who, I guess, moderates integrity of the platform, has had it out for Trump. And so they started marking his tweets. And the one that they chose, like I said, if you come into California, I will show you prime examples of how mail-in ballots leave people ripe for voter fraud here in the state of California. In any case, and that's neither here nor there, because the president decided he would sign an executive order saying that the social media platforms, Twitter included, could not censor different types of speech, including conservative speech, because, by and large, conservatives get censored more than other groups on Twitter and on Facebook. And so that executive order is in place. Now, I don't think it's going to last. I think it's going to be challenged.
Well, there's nothing to really do.
There is something. I mean, the argument that they're going on is that Twitter has almost, or social media has almost become a utility. It would be the same argument that, like, for instance, if Verizon didn't like conservatives, and Victoria, when I called you, Verizon would just drop my call because they say, well, you host a conservative show in Los Angeles.
Right. But so the problem, though, is that they're not utilities. They're not utilities, and Mark Zuckerberg for years has fought against any type of label that would be even close to utility. So
that's the argument they're going to go and use.
Yeah.
But legally, I mean, these companies are private companies. So as much as I hate it, and as much as I think Twitter is completely biased and unfair like most of media, you know, I don't know how much it's going to stick.
I don't think it's going to go very far.
I think more than anything, more than it actually being a new rule or a new executive order, I think what it does is it raises people's awareness to make sure that they're actually following through and looking things up on Twitter, and then maybe then that's actually the good that would come from this.
You know what comes of this for me? The confusion continues as to what the facts are. It's not truth anymore, because everybody has a different truth. I've been stressing this for a long time, and even now it becomes for me the guidance. And finding the facts is so difficult to do because all of the sources are so damn skewed. What you just said about the person at Twitter. You know, is it your job to get Joe Biden elected? Is that you working for the Biden campaign?
Or are
you working for Twitter?
It should be his job to be the arbiter of truth.
No!
That's the
my
thing.
Point.
One guy cannot decide what people see.
Who the hell are you?
So dangerous. Is that Google is also very biased. YouTube is very biased. And so this is how people get their news now. So, in some ways, I think it is really dangerous, and the president has a point. But we have to also figure out how we can protect businesses to allow them to operate as they see fit.
Yeah. All right. But how did this information get out? I noticed the president was on another talk radio program, Buck Sexton's program, this week. He has made it his business to get to places. He certainly has been on with Hannity a lot and Limbaugh a lot. And so under the circumstances, he gets his message out, and one wonders, is there an equivalency on the other side? Well, it may not be in talk radio, but there sure as hell are plenty of opportunities on the other side, if you want to call it the other side, to get the other message out. And that's what, you know, there's no equilibrium anymore, and there's no place that you can go that you feel comfortable. Sounds like we got a train coming through.
Is everybody okay?
I'm doing the program next to the train
track. Is there a tractor in the room with you?
Yeah, right. It's amazing how loud that stuff is. Oh, anyway, this whole business about accuracy and who's telling lies and who's telling the truth. Good God.
My point is this. I still believe in truth. I just believe we should ask for truth from everybody, not just who we agree with politically.
Yeah,
we give
right.
a lot of passes to Joe Biden for just being Uncle Joe. when he's got sexual allegations against him, when he says stupid things like "you ain't black."
Well, I think the sexual stuff has kind of gone away.
Wait a second, Trump's got 22 formal complaints of sexual assault and rape against him,
and so does Joe Biden, and so
he's not at 22, Jen.
Does that make it right?
More than one, and so you can. I mean, that this is the thing is that we laugh off people who actually have corroborated evidence from decades.
Not laughing off any victim. I'm saying how anyone who supports Trump can try to point a finger at Biden for the same
thing. I'm not pointing a finger. I'm simply pointing out the hypocrisy.
You should just keep quiet about that stuff. You'll notice Trump and the people in the campaign are not saying anything about it.
I think that everybody has the right to defend themselves, but I find it laughable, the hypocrisy of people who are supporting Joe Biden with a clear conscience when he is everything that they complain Trump is. A sexual abuser, he says stupid things, he's got a hot temper, he doesn't know where he is half the time.
So that would be a great contest.
So how
the two worst of the worst.
So how, but if people are supporting the platforms, because a lot of people say that they don't like Trump personally, but they like what he stands for. So how is that not the same thing that people on the left? Joe Biden is not my ideal candidate by any stretch of the imagination. But the platforms that he is running on, that's what I support. So how is that different from anybody who supports Trump and says the same thing?
It's not. But what I'm saying is that the news media gives it cover. The news media will not cover these things. If you watch, you know, you talk about people on the other side getting out there. Joe Biden had the biggest joke of an interview on CNN with Dana Bash, who's supposed to be a news person. Didn't ask him one hard question, all softball, told him what he thought so he could just say, that's right. I mean,
But Jen, you don't think that Trump has been on every Fox News show and has had the exact same treatment?
You're making the point. Both sides, it's just we have no way of getting at what the real facts are. And so we continue to boil and blubber. I'll tell you, the worst example in my book, the worst example of bias is the Huffington Post. What a disgrace.
Well, I don't think they even pretend to be neutral,
they don't
right?
pretend. But it's just so much of the same drubbing. It becomes ridiculously, it's redundant, it's repetitive,
still getting the newsletter.
But I did read something online on one of my sources.
I didn't even read it.
That has the Huffington Post story on it, and I just hit delete as soon as I read the first line. All right, number four, presidential politics. I think we've talked about that enough with the conversation we've just had. Let's go to number three, and that's the testing that's going on in the virus, the focus, and we're making progress here anyway, because only the top three stories are about the virus this week. We're getting down there. The fact that all these new drugs, which are really not new drugs at all, wasn't it? We were discussing earlier about some of the older drugs, even HIV drugs that are being tested to see if they can't knock out the viral part of the coronavirus. But then we were talking about the whole business of why is it always drugs and how much money there is in all of this. And I speculated earlier that the Chinese, who control the production of most of the drugs in the world, it's an insidious addition to having made the coronavirus and then spread it about the world. Now they want to sell you their drugs.
Well, it is interesting that they must not have made a lot of progress on a vaccine, because they've been caught hacking into universities that are studying vaccines. They've been caught already hacking into some pharmaceutical companies that are here in the States, and they're looking for vaccine information. So I don't know if they obviously have not come up with their own, if they want to figure out where the United States stands and where our scientists and researchers, what progress that we've made.
We're making a lot of progress.
Steal it and make it, I guess.
The Israelis are making huge progress. The French are working on a couple of things that look, I think there's a Scandinavian company, too, that's into it. So there are four or five different places where they're showing huge. And then back to the Z-Pak and to the malaria drug, there's nothing credible that has shown that it doesn't work if properly executed. If it's used the proper way, it has huge success.
I think what we need with regard to hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pack, there are so many studies and headlines. Almost every day I see a different headline that says, new study, hydroxychloroquine, not effective in saving lives. New study, they're putting pause on using it from the World Health Organization. But no one ever tells anybody what the actual dosage is that they're using,
right?
Because I would suspect everyone's using something different.
Yeah.
So it would be really nice if everybody could get on one page and say, because people across the board, Dr. Fauci, there is a virologist from Duke University.
Victoria.
But listen, what I'm saying is they all agree that hydroxychloroquine on its own does not work, and that it can also be very dangerous.
Yeah, you got to use it with a Z-Pack.
And so they've also tried chloroquine, which is the derivative of hydroxychloroquine, and that doesn't work. But there's so much misinformation out there. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if there was one full global study where everyone's using the same dosage, and they have the proper blind study and the whole thing. But they haven't done that yet. It's been so haphazard that no one knows anything.
The sad part about this all is it's a victim of politics, because as soon as Trump came out in favor of it or looking at it and talking about, I heard about this, it was immediately discounted. And so that's really what the tragedy or the outrage is, from my perspective anyway. Just because Trump said he liked it, then all of the people around him, the reality was that it was to be discounted because he thought it was a good idea. You know, that's really where we're at. In a moment, how many more people will die? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If it's been a while since you picked up a new laptop, you need to check out the slim and lightweight VivoBook S14 from Asus. Featuring diamond-cut edges and textured finishes, and available in four distinct colors, the VivoBook S14 also features a unique Enter key with color-blocked yellow edges. Whether you're a content creator or simply looking for a sleek and reliable everyday laptop, expect powerful performance out of this Windows 10 PC. With the latest 10th-gen Intel Core i5 processor, 8 gigs of system memory, and a large capacity SSD to store all your files. And you can sign in fast, securely, and passwordless with Windows Hello. Your ideas, your work, your vision. Bring it all to life on a Windows 10 PC. The Asus VivoBook S14 brings out the true you, both inside and out. More info is at asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I got a couple more moments here. The number one and number two items kind of tied together on the talkers list of the top stories this week. And one of them has to do with all the stats. I don't know why people are so enthralled with this, but how many deaths there have been. And then we were talking on the DJV program about how many more there are going to be. Was it, Victoria, you said there are the projections were that another 100 and some odd
I think it's 123,000 is what the number is supposed to be at by the end of June. We're at 100,000 now, so they suspect 23,000 more.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Take your supplements. Take your exercise. Get a good night's rest. All that good stuff. It's from Uncle Dougie here. On the DJV program, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Car talk time. Yes, literally and figuratively. Nick Miles is here. His OurAutoExpert.com website is visited normally in each week by 10,353,842 people. I believe it went up by one, right, this past week? So 10 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. Doing a fine job, Nick.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. So Volkswagen has lost their case, at least in Germany, but they're in court all around the world, aren't they, because of the cheating. Well, that's what it's called, is cheating. They were required to cheat, however.
Yeah.
I guess they could have decided they didn't want to build the cars anymore, but in order to meet the standard, they had to do some fudging. And that's really the basis of their cases, right?
Yes, and these cases are going to go on for many years. I don't think you're ever going to hear the end of this, unfortunately, because every single country and government and local government and organization is going after every penny that they can get. And still, the people that have those diesel vehicles out there just love them.
Yeah. I was talking off the air to you about my daughter. Both my daughter and my son bought Volkswagen station wagons at the same time from the same dealership in Los Angeles. My son, after the emissions thing came out, was all outraged, indignant. I want another car. And my daughter, who's kind of grown up on diesel five speeds, has been happy with her. She kept it and didn't say boo about it. So, anyway.
Those are the wise ones, the people that held on to them, because what was happening is companies were going out there with hundreds of thousands of dollars and buying them all up, and then for a very low price, and then reselling them to VW under the law and making money out of it. Making
I thought they sent a lot of them. They put them on boats and sent them to China and to Africa. Didn't they do that with a lot of them?
They did.
A lot of
countries do that. Every single car in Japan, when it gets like 7 years old, gets shipped to Malaysia and places like that. So
yeah,
a lot of countries.
Jamaica.
Yeah.
Ever seen the cars driving around in Jamaica? Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of driving around, there's a survey that's out this week that focuses on excuses that are given by offenders who speed to a police officer. Now, tell me the last time you were stopped. Go on, Nick. Fess up. When's the last time you were stopped for speeding?
I had a horrible run, Doug. I had a horrible run, which was, you know, like every year for about 5, 6, 7 years. And luckily, I haven't got snabbed in about 10 years, so I've escaped. But this survey that came out went over, you know, there's obviously a lot more people doing silly things on the road because there's less traffic. People are saying speeding tickets up by about 28%.
Oh, yeah.
The number one excuse, Doug, lame as possible, it's people claim they didn't realize they were speeding. Is that the best you could do? Honestly.
No, I have some great ones. There was a lady naked in the back seat of my car when I got stopped.
Oh, dear. That sounds excuses or a visual excuse. I like it.
Right, exactly.
What did come out of this was 30% of people admitted to lying to the police. I think that's a lie, by the way. I think about 90% of people
90%,
lie to
exactly right.
Yeah. But the one thing that did come out is about 40% of people that asked for a deferment and just said, can I get a warning, please, got a warning, which I've never thought of doing, which I thought was a brilliant idea. And, of course, no surprise, men are way more at fault than women. Of course we are. We're
of course.
Nuts.
It's always our fault. One of the things that I find on the serious side of this, which really annoys me about police officers who are supposed to be enforcing the law, and in fact in many jurisdictions, they are just revenue enhancement officers. They are out there with a gun, radar gun, and they pull you over and write you a ticket. And for people who don't believe that there are quotas, you're kidding yourself, right?
Yeah, they call it performance evaluation in some departments, and those performance evaluations are, hey, how many speeders did you stop this week? We know they're out there, and you know you're not doing a job as a police officer. It's not that they have quotas. Now they just change the name, put it in a different box, and there they go. So they're doing the same thing. I personally know lots of officers who give lots of leeway to people, but ultimately, I never really believe the cop when I get pulled over.
Nah, not at all. Okay, 30 seconds on the return of the Hummer. The gas, gone, electric, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's coming. I saw some pictures this week of the new Hummer. It looks like it has an all-glass roof. Again, all-electric, large truck, all-glass roof. Not sure that any of these elements are winning me over, but we'll have to see. It's coming soon.
An electric Hummer. Oh, my God. Why would you bother? That's not what they're about. It's like, save it for next week. Because I can't imagine. And it's just a GMC pickup base anyway, I think, for the most part. All right, there's the story. Updating you on car talk, if you will. It's Nick.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.